Hello, everyone. I'm David Heckman, joined by Jillian Granato.
Hi.
This is the finals for From the Grave. Today, we have Michael Jackson going up against the Beatles. This is an insane matchup, folks. I think everybody's looking forward to it. So let's get right into it with Yellow Submarine.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed onto the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
And our friends are all aboard, many more of them live next door. And the band begins to play.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Post on ahead, Mr. Blaster, post on ahead.
As we live a life of ease, every one of us has all we need. Sky of blue and sea of green in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine. We all.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm still Dave Heckman. Over there, still Jillian Granato.
Well, I would hope I'm still Jillian Granato, because if I was anyone else, cough, cough, Strauss, you always call me Paige.
You do not look like a piece of paper. I will give you that.
That's my sister's name, and she does not look like a piece of paper.
If you couldn't guess what the name of that song was, it was Yellow Submarine. And here we have Obladi Oblada on Sterling High School Radio, March Madness and Music.
Goes on.
Oh-blah-dee, oh-blah-da, indeed, life goes on for everyone. That's, you know, not in the grave.
Yeah, that would be, you know, correct.
Huge shout-out to the one who farms the Ryans.
Ryan Farmer.
Yeah. So, we're going to do something a little bit special.
Something unique. Well, I mean, not really unique, but no one's really done it yet. But if you guys have any song requests, you can tweet at Knights Radio on Twitter. Or just, if anyone's listening in the school, call 402. So,
if it's from the Beatles or Michael Jackson, and if we have it, we will play it. Coming up with Ryan Farmer's request, it's Hey Jude on Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey,
so let it out and let it in. Hey, Jude.
Welcome back. You just listened to Hey Jude from the Beatles. We want to give a huge shout out to Miss Liberon's class, who have already requested a lot of songs. So, we want to start working on those. Let's change gears from the Beatles, and we should start working on Michael Jackson, because, you know, it's just not a Beatles show. Got Michael Jackson, you know?
As much as everyone loves the Beatles, actually, my whole entire family has been Beatles fans for pretty much their whole life. Especially my uncle, actually. He has pretty much everything Beatles related that you can ever think of, honestly.
So he's a bug guy?
Yes. Totally. But he has a lot of records, and they just, I don't know. He had like this entire room in the back of my grandparents' house, and he would collect Beatles things, and then he would put them all over his desk.
Sounds like a pretty fanatical kind of guy.
Yeah.
Here we have a song that, although I'm not sure is named after me, I'm going to take it anyway. Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson, here on SHS Sterling High School's March Madness of Music.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity. Pretty Young Thing. Ooh.
Where did you come from, baby? Take me back right away, won't you, baby? Tenderoni, you've got to be. Spark my need, just sugar fly with me. Don't you know now is the perfect time? We can make it right in the city lights. When the night needs the love and pain. Let me
Welcome back, everyone. We just heard Pretty Young Thing by Michael Jackson. And speaking of pretty things, Mr. K, everybody.
How you doing, David? Thanks for having me over. Appreciate that. I get a clap, too. That was song was from one of the highest-selling albums of all time.
Was
Michael
it really?
Michael Jackson's album. Yep.
Of all time.
Of all time. That was one of the highest selling back in the 80s. That was a huge, huge album. Everyone had that album.
Do you know how many people, like, a percentage-wise?
Oh, so you can take a quick look. I think that was Michael Jackson. Was that Thriller album? I believe that's what that was. Not only that, it had some of the... He broke records with the Thriller video that came out in the late 80s. It was the first video that went over $1 million to produce for one song. Again, everyone had that album, and it was played all over. Billie Jean. I'm trying to think off the top of my head as we're searching through with some of these.
Yeah. But,
I mean, a huge, huge album.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was worth it, spending over that small loan of $1 million. If you get that many people to like it, I guess it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they weren't afraid of Michael Jackson. You knew with Michael Jackson, if you were the record company, he was going to sell records, and he was going to sell a lot of records. So their job was to keep a strange man happy, and he was as strange as they can. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. But I'll tell you what, he sold millions of records, millions.
Everyone loves him.
Let's see here. Well, try that, Michael. We're looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, it's on here.
What's it say? But the album itself, hit that. I want to see if it tells us about how many that it sold. That's the song. I'll tell you what, though. I mean, you can't. So we're down to what? Michael Jackson and the Beatles here, yeah. David? Is that what you're telling me?
Those two are left in this bracket.
Wow, that's a great. I mean, you're talking, again, I'll be 50 years old this summer. I graduated high school in 84. And easily, Michael Jackson was the king of pop throughout the 80s and probably the early 90s. And for my parents' generation, the Beatles was it. So you have two, music icons going at it. The 60s against the 80s is what's going at it right there. And boy, that's a tough one. It's going to be a tough vote for everyone's to vote on that
it's
one.
It's most definitely going to be hard for me with my family background. So I grew up with the Beatles and just Michael Jackson in general, because I've always liked him, so.
I mean, I'm probably the most different of us all, because my family was a lot of Electric Light Orchestra,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of country,
mm-hmm.
although I've personally gravitated more towards metal and rock. Originally, I wanted to put Ronnie James Dio in this bracket.
He's,
you know,
it's funny you say that, because the music I played in college, I played what you call heavy metal or big hair bands, and if you had one of that group, he would be one of the obvious ones that you'd have in there. Yeah, definitely an icon.
Yeah, because Ronnie James Dio wasn't just Dio, he was also in Black Sabbath. Mm-hmm.
It was also know? Just the popular vote and how many people would know.
Yeah, I mean, Michael.
That definitely has a key into this whole.
And the best way I could defend your point was Michael Jackson was doing stadium tours by himself and selling out stadiums all over the country and all over the world. Now, Black Sabbath, yeah, they're up there. But, I mean, Michael Jackson is just.
Everybody.
He's in a world by himself.
Well, we were talking about Thriller earlier, so why don't we play it? Here on SHS. Sterling High School Radio, 3rd Annual March Madness of Music, special guest Tad Kozineski, as always Julian Granato and David Heckman. As always, you gotta enjoy this good music. And as always, go Knights! We'll be right back.
Are you the count?
Five.
Three beautiful bats. Yes.
One batty named Strauss. One batty named Jillian. One batty named Kay.
How you doing?
What's going on, everybody? Well, I'm Count David Heckman.
Count. All right. I like that.
We have his new on-air name.
Yep.
Well, Jillian has some numbers for us. We were talking about how popular that album is. Jillian, take it away.
So Michael Jackson in 1982 released Thriller, the album, and he got 48.1 million million albums like sold.
That's almost twice as much as the next one.
And the next one's AC/DC, Back in Black. They
Such
sold
a good album.
25.9, and the difference between those is almost double. That's incrementally that's ridiculous.
And we were talking about this off mic, Tad, that it's one of those things where you can't really put it into perspective now, but back then when you were buying albums, people physically had to go to the stores and buy these albums in person, and now it's completely different.
Yeah, you, back early on with Michael Jackson, you'd go out and buy the cassette, then eventually you got the CD. But today, it's a shame for artists of today, because you know, we just off the air, we said right away, you just download it.
Yeah,
right away. Yep. Now, if you pay for the download, that counts as a sale, but most people do not do that these days. So that's why it's a little skewed. Like, I can pump my chest, say, look, my generation's got the top 10 of everything, but it's hard to compare. And surprisingly, Rob, what were some of the more recent acts that have showed up here in the top sales?
Well, to put some stuff into perspective for the, you know, the multitude of the listening audience here, the closest one in the 2000s that you can really, that kind of stands out at me anyway, Adele's 21 album from 2011 sold 22.3 million records. Now, that said, what we don't see on here, and I thought that she would be on the list, is Taylor Swift. Taylor yeah. Swift, nowhere to be found, as big as her 1989 album is, it's not even mentioned on this page at all.
And I thought that'd be a great pick too, guy.
The next person from the 2000s is Linkin Park, and that was in 2000.
Yeah, you guys were like babies.
Yeah.
When that album came out.
I was just born. Yeah.
I was two.
Yeah, there's, well, obviously nobody from 2010. They need some more time.
Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP released in 2000 sold 21 million copies.
You two got in there.
I mean, honestly, they're selling a lot more copies than me, so they must be doing something right.
Britney Spears is in here.
Yep, Shania Twain from 2002 sold 20 million copies. So, again, you're not seeing the Taylor Swifts. And I don't know if they're even judging it anymore on albums sold, because everything's just
downloads.
Yeah, yep.
That's Usher. Stunning. Maybe that's a little. Well, maybe we'll have to research top downloads over the past
year.
Maybe you'll see her on that. But
maybe that'll be for our next break.
I mean, that also goes back to how popular Michael Jackson was. I mean, he's got four albums in the highest selling albums of all time.
It's insane. Insanity.
It's amazing what it. And again, we're not even counting the Jackson 5.
Yep.
And all the touring that they did. Amazing. What an amazing talent.
Yep. Middle of March Madness music. It's the finals. Michael Jackson and the Beatles. Another artist that probably has hundreds of thousands of millions of records sold. The Beatles. Dave, where are we going next with our as we continue our championship bout here between MJ and the Beatles?
Well, we're going to continue on with Michael Jackson, and then we're going to segue into some more Beatles.
I like it.
Up next, Man in the Mirror. Ooh. By Michael Jackson.
Good tune.
That's a good song.
It's a great song. I believe that's off of the... I don't know. I remember which album that's off of. It's
Man
either
in the
way.
Mirror is one of the later ones.
Yeah. Either way, it's good. So here's Man in the Mirror on the third annual March Madness Music right here on Sterling High School Radio. We're back right after this.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarbone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them? Disregard a broken bottle top and a one man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way. Pretending that they're not alone.
No, if you have an issue with yourself, you have to change yourself. Jillian Grana, you said you had some more interesting facts about sales and downloads.
Yes, we did. After Mr. K and Strauss left, I did some internet surfing.
Surfing, you say?
And I did the most downloads. This is more my generation, for top selling in a week for download sellers, Adele's Hello, she got over 1 million in a week. That's pretty crazy.
Only a million in a week? Come on now, Adele.
Taylor Swift is actually in this twice. Taylor Swift is number 4 for We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together. She got 623,000. And I Knew You Were Trouble, 582,000. So, she's in here 3 times.
Only
Shake
3?
It Off. Shake It Off, I was actually kind of surprised because I thought that there would be more.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a poor guy, you know?
Yeah. Most of her songs are because of guys. But
At least she's better than a spider. When she leaves someone, she doesn't kill him. You know, she just writes a nasty song about him and just goes on her way.
Artists with the most number one hits. Rihanna has the number one. Then it's Katy Perry. Taylor Swift and Katy Perry for a tie. And then it's Eminem, Britney Spears, and Bruno Mars. Those two are actually, they're pretty, I mean, they're like the 90s in some shape or form.
90s, double O's.
Yeah.
Back in the diaper days. Back in Nam. Well, we got to give a couple shout outs.
We have to get our shout outs in here.
We have Eric Hodge. Huge shout out to him. Standing out there. Doing nothing.
The whole Radio 2
Same class. Doing nothing to Brendo Straub.
We have some complications with our shout outs.
You know, Eden Adcock, freshman class advisor. I'm guessing she is advising them to go home because they are, in fact, freshmen. But huge shout out to Brielle Toff designing shirts for the SHS Festival.
That'll be a fun time. I'm excited for the SHS Festival.
The SHS Festival is scheduled for
May 27th, which is actually my sister Paige's birthday. And Strauss enjoys to call me Paige because it bugs me because I'm not Paige. My name is, in fact, Jillian.
All right, we're getting a lot of faces in through the glass right now.
We are.
The prettiest one by far has to be Dan Cronin's. I'm sorry. It has to be Dan Cronin's. We also have to give a huge shout out to Mr. Kozineski, who was in here before. He requested us play Twist and Shout here on SHS Sterling High School March Madness of Music. As always, Twist and Shout.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby, now.
Come on, baby.
Come on and work it on out. Work it on out, baby. Work it on out, honey.
Work it on out.
You know you look so good.
Look so good.
You know you got me going now.
Got me going.
Just like a new.
Twist and Shout, everybody, by the Beatles. Dave Heckerman, Jillian Granada, Mr. Strauss is now back in the house.
Hello. Apparently, did we do PYT yet?
Did we?
No,
I don't think we did.
So.
We do have
yes,
a.
We did.
We did PYT. Okay, I'm just making sure we're making our audience happy. I may have stepped out for a moment, but nice job on your show. The voting is now live, by the way. So if you want to...
It's a little early, but you know.
It's a little early, but we don't care. This is our show. We can really do whatever we want. The voting is now live on Sterling Radio. This is for the right to face 21 pilots in the final, which will be Wednesday.
Beatles,
Michael Jackson has an early 2-3 lead on the Beatles since this has been live for about 45 seconds?
Honestly, it's not exactly like a right or a privilege. It's more of like an insult to them. You know, having to face up against something like 21 Pilots.
It's either
classic or it's going to be the new alt rock flavor of the week, which I don't if I really don't think 21 Pilots is going to be around 20 years from now. Sorry, Ryan Farmer, but Michael Jackson music still
relevant.
Here
she comes herself, the fanatic.
And here we're going to let Ryan
Weighing
Farmer into
in
the studio.
At like 110 pounds, Ryan Farmer.
Ryan, do you really think that 21 Pilots will beat either Michael Jackson or the Beatles?
Yes.
Honestly.
Honestly, yes.
I honestly think so too.
I think so too. I believe in the student body that they will make the right decision
and vote for 21 Pilots.
And vote for 21 Pilots and keep the better around. And
the better around, then why are the Beatles and Michael Jackson still very prominent in today's culture and society?
So we're 21 Pilots. Actually, if I recall, 21 Pilots were voted Band of the Year by Billboard last year. So
you know what, Dave? You know what's interesting about this? Not to interrupt, but this is what tomorrow's show is going to be like. Tomorrow's show is Luke Bryan versus Drake. So you're going to have all the guys from the country region and all the guys from the hip-hop region are going to be in the studio yelling and screaming at each other and explaining. Hopefully they'll be playing some music in between and not just listening to everybody's arguments. But it should be a good show tomorrow. That's tomorrow from 1:10 to 2:10. And then 21 Pilots against the winner of this matchup. Either the Beatles or Michael Jackson.
Also, let's just take a minute, and I'm still staring at this, trying to figure out who I want to vote for. Oh, wait. I had to go vote. I'm personally... So, for my bracket, I put 21 Pilots... The Beatles, I meant.
This is the
hardest decision.
What do we have coming up next, Dave?
While we may be divided, we shall still come together over the Beatles. Here, on Sterling High School's March Madness of Music.
Please.
whether you're a Michael Jackson fan or a Beatles fan, you have to come together over good music. Am I right, Jillian Granato?
You are definitely right, because it is amazing music. I think we should kick this one off with a shout-out to Hannah Marshall and Mr. Feeney's fifth block class, their STEM class. So, hey guys, thanks for listening and tolerating with our amazing music.
Well, nothing goes better with doing work than some classical music, you know? Not classical in the sense of Beethoven, but classical as in the sense of the Beatles or Michael Jackson, you know?
They are the classics.
You still have time to send in at least one more request if anybody wants to. If we have them, we haven't played them before today, we will play them as long as it is Beatles, Michael Jackson.
And we have it, if we have it, because we would have to have it for us to be able to play it. But, you know, this is really good music anyway. As I said before, my uncle really, really likes the Beatles, and,
I mean, nobody can blame him.
Well, yeah, but one time, I don't remember where it was, but it was kind of like, you know the 4-H festivals where,
No.
No, okay. Well, the 4-H festival, they have it in,
a place.
Cumberland County every year. They do a bunch of tents, and you get to, like, walk around, and then they have a horse show, too. But most of the people, they just kind of walk around, and then they look at the horses and everyone in the barn. But they have some bands playing, depending on who it is. They do play, because there was a Beatles tribute band there one time, and my uncle came just to see them. So that's how big of a fan he is.
Well, if they're walking around, is Lucy walking around in the sky with the diamonds? Here on SHS Sterling High School Radio's March Madness of Music.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Rocking horse people eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky.
Well, looking at the time, it looks like it's time for us to beat it. By Michael Jackson. This was David Heckman, Jillian Renato. Special thanks to our special guests, Mr. Strauss and Mr. K. As always, vote for who you want to at SHS. What's the handle again?
If you go onto Twitter at Knights Radio, you can vote for Beatles versus Michael Jackson. We continue on Martin 3rd Annual March Madness of Music on Stone High School Radio.
Have a good day, and as always, go Knights.